It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Thank you to everybody tuned in all over North America. I appreciate you for being here. This is where I'll be for the next 2 hours. This is a 4-hour show. It gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. I hope you have had a wonderful week. It's Friday. We're now 2 days away from the Super Bowl, and it can't get here any faster. We've had to wait 2 weeks. Kansas City Chiefs are boring. The Philadelphia Eagles are boring. We haven't gotten any crazy quotes. Nobody walked out on a team. I guess we can just focus in on football. As a matter of fact, that's what we've done here on this show. And we've had a great week. And Warren Moon was here yesterday. Herman Edwards was here yesterday as well. We had a Hall of Famer himself and Champ Bailey. He joined us. It's been a good week. It's going to be the end of a good week. You can always listen to every minute of the show on the free Odyssey app. Let me say it again. The app is free. Go to your app store, get it. The Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Thank you to people listening on their local Infinity Sports Network affiliate on the radio. People who have Sirius XM. You paying that money? It's channel 375. And if you have a smart speaker, Alexa, Google, Siri, whatever the hell you calling that thing. And that, Hickey, you shut up, not you. Man, goodness. Hickey, my Siri's trying to, I don't want to talk to you right now. Oh, my goodness.
Always listening.
Yeah.
Always listening.
Nobody talking to you right now.
Anyway, turn mine off. Don't have that problem at all.
What, your Siri?
Oh, yeah, don't even use it.
You have Siri off?
Off.
You don't have no Alexa or nothing in the house?
No, I don't.
Wow.
I mean, the phone's always listening anyway, but at least I don't have to have Siri try to interrupt whatever I'm saying to say, oh, do you want, you know, this brand of food? No, I'm not talking to you.
When you want to play music, how do you play it?
I go to my phone, I open Spotify, and I hit play.
Oh, man. But Hickey, there's something great about standing over the sink and just talking to the machine. Hickey, there's something great about getting ready to leave the house and just going, hey, what's the weather outside? There's something great about, you know, change the station and not pressing it. Are you going to be a Neanderthal forever? You going to switch over?
Well, the weather, I can just look outside. Okay. It's sunny. It's raining.
Aw, come on.
The temperature? I would agree, like, it's cold. Look, it's in New York. It's cold. I know it's going to be cold. You know, a heavy jacket or a lighter jacket, it's not making that much of a difference.
Okay. All right, I'm just checking. I can't do that down here. Today it was 76 degrees, Hickey, okay?
See,
now, it may tonight, I don't know what it feels like by the time I leave the studio. It might be, you know, 50 or 45 or 6. I don't know. Weather changes, it can vary here in Georgia. A little different.
I will say when I wash the dishes and like a bad song comes on, yeah, and having soapy hands, not ideal.
Correct.
That part I would agree with. To have a voice in or a voice command would be very nice.
Hickey,
but otherwise,
the phone is not going to take your life over. Okay,
it already has.
You're not going to be enslaved. It's not going to capture you. It's not going to happen.
Do you want to hear something really bad that I do, but I can't help it?
What is it?
Bring my phone in the shower all the time.
You take the phone in the shower?
Yeah, almost every time.
Are iPhones, they're waterproof now, right?
Well, that's what they say. I mean, I don't have it hit the water, but...
Right.
You know, crank it up, get some nice steam going, to put my back to the water, just kind of scroll on Twitter or Instagram, whatever.
What? Okay, you're an addict.
It is.
You are an addict.
There is something that is nice and relaxing.
There is nothing relaxing about scrolling through X, okay? Nothing.
Helps me unwind.
Wow. Yeah, nah, not me, bro.
No.
I'm trying to stay away from as far as that stuff as possible, man.
Well, if I had the Siri, then I could just say out of the shower, hey, Siri, play the, you know,
there
song,
you go.
That song.
Yeah.
All right, there's two reasons, but that's
right. And I'm sure some nerd somewhere has reconfigured an app where you can have Siri or Alexa. I'm sure you can have tweets read to you. You don't even have to pick the phone up.
You can have text messages read to you. I think you're probably right.
Yeah, when I'm in a car, if the phone goes off, I don't even got to lift a finger. I can dictate my text messages. Technology.
That can be dangerous, though, at times. Man, who's texting?
No, it's safe. Hands free.
Oh, I meant reading texts out loud, depending on who's in the car. That could be dangerous. God.
What type of messages are you getting?
I don't know. I'm just people get all sorts of messages. So I'm just saying, like, you know, sometimes blindly read this message without knowing any idea of the context sometimes could be interesting.
Well, you see the name. If it says Ryan Hickey, I go tap and then it goes read it. I go, yeah, read the message. That's crazy.
But some other people you're saying maybe just, I'll get it to it later.
Not for me.
Okay.
Not for me. I don't do nothing to get in trouble. Do you?
No, I stay out of trouble.
Yeah, good man.
Not everyone does, though.
That's why you have Siri off.
Sure, she can never, you know, implicate me.
Smart man. Smart man. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. It's about that time. We've had to wait 2 weeks for this. 2 damn weeks to give a Super Bowl prediction. We've had so many guests this entire week. We had guests last week. We knew who was in the Super Bowl from 2 weeks ago. And we all hope that it culminates in another classic on Sunday. I don't need... Oh, that was an ugly game. I don't need the Rams and the Patriots giving me 13-3. I don't need the vomit. Give me some excitement. It don't need to be 38-35, the score that the Kansas City Chiefs beat the Eagles with or two last year or 2 years ago when they played. I don't even need that. I just need a competitive game. And if we go back in time to the Kansas City Chiefs Super Bowl victory over the Philadelphia Eagles, they beat them 38-35. Jalen Hurts, this doesn't get talked about enough. People want to get into how often he throws the ball and when he throws it and who he throws it to and is it too many tush pushes and not enough throws. It's nonsense. The last time we saw Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, 304 yards passing. He threw for one touchdown. He rushed for 70 yards. He also had 3 touchdowns on the ground. That's not bad by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, if I was a quarterback in the Super Bowl, sign me up for that. Unfortunately for Jalen Hurts, he also had a big fumble in the game, cost him some points, and we saw the differential in the game was only 3. And so you know that's something that's eating at Jalen Hurts as he gets ready for this rematch this upcoming Sunday. Jalen Hurts talked about this team. We know there's a Saquon. We know there's a younger defense. Jalen says, 2 years ago, nah, we're different.
Every year requires a different version of that player. And for us, we've got a ton of different players on our team. We've got a lot of young players starring and playing pivotal roles and everything. And so you just have to navigate that and find your way as a team for that year. And so we've been able to play disciplined ball. We've been able to play ball and be on the same page and find ways to win. And we're just looking forward to doing that one more time.
Yeah, one more time. One more victory. One more win. The Super Bowl champs. That'd be crazy. This man has been criticized so much. Is he good? Is he not good? Can he win? Oh, I knew all I needed to know when he lost that Super Bowl and he sat there and took it on the chin, answered the questions, didn't whine, didn't pout, didn't complain, just sat there and said, yeah, we lost, got to do better. That's it. Didn't run. You got to learn how to use your failure to ignite your success. Come on now, Patrick Mahomes, people are tired of him. This man has lost. This man has lost in an AFC championship game. This man is lost in the Super Bowl. Man, he was chased around like a rabbit in a field. He lost. People are sick and tired of the Kansas City Chiefs. Why don't people think about the times that, let me say it again, they lost. And through that losing, they found success. 3 championships. They're trying to go for 4 total here. In this Mahomes era, Patrick Mahomes is trying to go 3 times in a row. And Patrick Mahomes, he talked about staying focused despite the winning.
You see the opportunities that you get, and you never know what's going to be your last one. And to be able to be in the Super Bowl again is always as special. And so for me, just being hungry to be as great as I possibly can be, not only for myself but for my teammates, and knowing how blessed I am.
Patrick Mahomes is not even 30 yet. This is going to be his fifth Super Bowl appearance. Five times, okay? The only guy who has more playoff victories than Patrick Mahomes is Brady. Patrick Mahomes has 17. Tom Brady has 35. Brady won his 17th playoff game when he was 35 years old. Patrick Mahomes is ahead of that pace by 6 years. What are we doing? We heard this from Carrington Harrison when he joined us last break. Patrick Mahomes got to do things different. And I appreciate the fact that Carrington said that. Because we've had so many conversations, especially over the past 20 years, about greatness and who's the GOAT. And oh my God, I'm sick of that phrase. The GOAT, the GOAT, the GOAT. Greatness comes in different ways. And so you might have more championships. Well, how did you get them? What were the circumstances? You know, what did I do? Do I got more MVPs? Do you have more rings? Like, greatness comes. It's like a fingerprint. There's no one fingerprint that's the same. None. Every human being who's been here on earth, there's not one fingerprint that's ever been the same. Matter of fact, we spoke to a Hall of Famer this week. He was right here. His name is Champ Bailey. Champ Bailey, one of the best cornerbacks of all time. He talked about Patrick Mahomes and his legacy and what he has done and what he could do. Listen to this.
I think it's warranted. I think on some level, you have to look at him as one of the greatest by what he's done in such a short period of time. I mean, this dude, and think about how the year he's had this year. And that's what I think people miss a lot about him is you don't have to put up big numbers to win games. He's turned into a game manager. He don't throw for 4,000 or 5,000 yards anymore. He wins games. And if you ask anybody that coaches in football, you win certain situations, you'll have W's. That's it. And it's all about winning those moments, and they're the best at it. So it's hard to bet against that. And that's why this dude is one of the greatest ever. And that's why people talk about him that way.
Yeah, He's amazing. He's fun to watch. And you think about just the evolution, typically, of what this team is right now. The champ just said it. Patrick Mahomes is now here 5,000 yards, 50 touchdowns, you know, air raid. No. He's just winning, taking it easy. There's no need to impress anybody. He wasn't at the top of the MVP finalist vote. He wasn't there, but here he is back in the Super Bowl. And the Kansas City Chiefs, which have been known under his time as a high-powered offense, especially when they had Tyreek Hill, they're known for their defense right now. It's not talked about a lot. The Kansas City Chiefs were fourth in defense this year, only giving up about 19 points a game. The offense, middling, at about 15th overall in the entire league, scoring 22 points a game. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you've heard this before. The Kansas City Chiefs, they go out there and they win the close games. That's it. They do. This is the opposite of what we saw from the Philadelphia Eagles last year, where they won the close games and then they bottomed out at the end of the year. This year, different. Jalen Carter in his second year, Quinyon Mitchell drafting him, you know, picking up Cooper DeJean out of Iowa. People looking at the defensive backs going, man, we are going to suck forever unless we improve here. Bringing in Saquon Barkley. I'll tell you this. When I look at the Philadelphia Eagles, I think as an overall, they have more talent on the team. Flat period. Offense, defense, and shout outs to seemingly half the defense being former Georgia Bulldogs. Kansas City Chiefs, they got Pro Bowlers and all pros on the roster. They do. You got McDuffie's. You got the Jones up front. We know about Mahomes. We talked about this with Carrington. Xavier Worthy has certainly gotten better as the years has gone on. It's easy to pick the Philadelphia Eagles. It is. It's easy to look at that offensive line. It's easy to look at the wide receivers. It's easy to look at the quarterback who doesn't, quote unquote, get unleashed. The man said that they let me out my straitjacket when he helped them score 55 points. I'm in the same boat today, though. I believe it's going to be a close game. I hope it is. I'm going to give it to Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. Because of Patrick Mahomes, is it? Now, Jalen Hurts has Super Bowl experience. We know he does. We've seen him. I just gave you his numbers in the last Super Bowl. I wouldn't be surprised if the Eagles won. I think it's going to be a close game, and that's why I'm giving it to Mahomes. If it's not a close game, I'm giving the Eagles the victory in a runaway. That's it. I got it two ways, and I'm not doing a whole points thing. But I feel good in saying the Kansas City Chiefs win close. And if the Eagles win, the Eagles have to win in an ass kicking. I don't know about dropping 55 points like they did against the Commanders. I am going with the Chiefs. I'm in the same spot as when the Chiefs took on the Buffalo Bills. The Chiefs beat them 2 years ago. Josh Allen said it after he got beat by the Kansas City Chiefs. To beat a man, you got to beat the man. I'm going with the Chiefs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. The phone lines are open. It's real simple. People have been giving their opinions and asking me mine. I said, wait until Friday. Wait, and here we are. I believe the Kansas City Chiefs are going to three-peat. I think they'll beat the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. I'm going to ask super producer and host Ryan Hickey. I'm going to get his thoughts on who's going to win the Super Bowl. And then you know what? This is a serious matter. I didn't forget about the Friday funny. I'll get to some of your jokes as well. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who do you believe is going to win the Super Bowl? I'm going with the Chiefs. The JR Sport Brief Show, Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I just told you who I believe is going to win the Super Bowl. I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going with Patrick Mahomes until he loses. I know. I feel the Eagles have a better roster. We know Saquon Barkley is a game changer. We know he's a difference maker. We've seen it all season long. There's a reason that last night Saquon Barkley won Offensive Player of the Year. We see it. I just think, and what I believe will be a close game, the Chiefs defense ain't no powder puffs either. I believe in Mahomes. As simple as that. Eagles can easily win this. I think if they win, their better chance is a blowout. If it's close, I'm going with the Kansas City Chiefs. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Who do you believe is going to walk away with the Super Bowl down in New Orleans on Sunday? Are we talking about the Chiefs with a three-peat? Are we looking at the Philadelphia Eagles avenging their loss from 2 years ago out in Arizona? Hickey, before we do anything, the hell are your thoughts, man? Who you got in the Super Bowl?
So I'm going the opposite of you. I'm taking the Eagles, and I'm taking them close as well. I think they win 28-20, so technically a one-score game. I think Saquon is able to, you know, have a solid game, but I think this game comes down to Jalen Hurts. Like you said, you mentioned it before, guy had a great game. The last time these two teams played in the Super Bowl, there's always been a lot of questions about Hurts' ability to pass. There's no question about, at least to me, his ability to pass. They just don't do it that often. I think, though, he'll have success passing the ball. I think the Eagles' offense will be balanced. And I do trust their defense that's been number one in the league all season long, who I think is pretty strong on all three levels. I trust them to get enough stops to just slow down Mahomes to where they can win the game. 28-20, Eagles win the rematch.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I thought about this too, Hickey. There comes a point in time where I say to myself, somebody tries to get too cute, right? And I understand Kellen Moore and you got Andy Reid on the other side. I have an idea. The Chiefs are just, they're going to do what the hell they always do. Like the Philadelphia Eagles, as far as I'm concerned, they're a little bit more of a wild card, like trying to be too cute. Well, we don't have Hurts always out here passing the ball, you know, so this time we're going to surprise him, you know, a little less Saquon and, you know, more AJ. We're going to be a little bit more of a vertical threat. I don't know. I just think there's still a little bit of a, they got more questions. Like, we know what the Chiefs are. We've seen what they do. They're like the Terminator. They keep on coming and coming and coming. And I don't think there's going to be any stupid surprises from Andy Reid. He's been here and done that. Like, I think they have the edge. That's the other element. Nick Sirianni, is he going to be the one to screw this game up? Because I don't see a circumstance where Andy Reid does.
I would agree, and that's my only concern. Like, if you swapped coaching staffs and you put Andy Reid and co. on the Eagles, I think Philly wins in a blowout. Like, it's not even close, I think.
Yeah, I'd agree.
I am nervous about the Eagles coaching staff.
If we had to suck Andy Reid's brain out and put it in Nick Sirianni's body and put Sirianni into Mahomes, well, not Mahomes, Reid's, yeah, I'd agree with that.
I think, yeah, because like you said, I think the Eagles roster is better, and I'm trusting them to, at times, because even in the Commanders game, they put up 55 points, but there's some points in that game, early second quarter, early third quarter, it's like, okay, you're going to put it away, you're going to kind of stop playing around here. Yeah. I do trust this talent enough to overcome some questions, especially kind of maybe some play calling on the offensive end. And if they do decide to throw the ball maybe more than we're accustomed to, look, Jalen Hurts, I think, is, again, I trust him as a passer. You have two damn good receivers in A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith, I think the best wide receiver duo that KC's faced all year. It's not like, you know, you're trying to do something, you know, they haven't really all year, and you don't have the talent to do so. If the Eagles try to do something they haven't, for the most part, all year, which is throw the football, they still have the talent to be able to do it.
Okay. Yeah, no, I agree. Let's see what happens. I'm gonna go with all reliable. We'll see what happens.
I mean, look, betting with Patrick Mahomes, believing in him, is a very, very, very smart proposition.
It is. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Kickoff is expected at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time, 3:30 Pacific. Hickey, do we know who's doing? We should, right? The national anthem, do we know?
I have actually not seen. Let me see if I can look it up really fast, but I have not seen who is singing the national anthem.
Here we go. Chris Stapleton? Oh, he's retired. All right. Okay.
Wait, he's retired? I thought he was young, Chris Stapleton.
He said he's not doing it no more.
Huh.
John Batiste. You know who that is?
Never heard of him.
Okay. Maybe that's a good thing. Less criticism, right? I don't know.
You would think that.
Kendrick Lamar will do halftime, which we know. Oh, I know this guy. Yeah. I've seen John Batiste. I thought he was a... I guess singing? I thought he did instruments. What do I know? I think he plays the piano. I know who that is. I know who the guy is.
Okay.
We're not going to have no Fergalicious version of the national anthem, okay?
I'm assuming if there's a list of, like, do not ask, she's probably number one.
Is Fergie's the worst national anthem of all time, right? You got to look at Fergie, and then Whitney Houston was the best.
She was great.
And Marvin Gaye was there, too. Yeah, but Fergie was the worst ever. Has she ever recovered from that? Does Fergie get asked to do anything?
You know, I have not seen her, I think, since that All-Star. What was it, like 4 years ago?
I don't know. All I see is Draymond Green laughing and Karl Anthony Towns laughing. That's the only image I have in my head. Sad. Not really. She got a lot of money. Who cares?
That's true. And she has some good songs.
Fergalicious?
Yeah.
What's another? Is Fergie? She got a song where she's spelling stuff out, right? First Class, is that her?
Oh, yeah. I guess she does spell it out. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good song. I like that song. I couldn't think of
the. She got the one that can't help it. The girls can't help it. Oh, no. Oh, please. You know what I'm talking about?
No, it sounds like you enjoy that song.
That's I actually like that song. Yeah, you don't know. Oh,
I'll Google it. I'll ask Siri to play it in the break, okay?
I'll sing it for you so Siri knows exactly what the song is.
Okay.
Won't butcher it for sure.
I appreciate that. And she can make pop music or used to, but singing a national anthem, Fergie is...
Clumsy, nothing. That's a song. Clumsy, there you go.
I will Google it. Her rendition of the national anthem, it was clumsy and it was also a joke. And you know, speaking of jokes, Icky, I guess Bill Belichick can't get a break. Whether or not he is at NFL honors or he's at a roast, you expect to get roasted at a roast. Every time Bill Belichick sits at an award show, is he just going to be reminded about his wife? Excuse me. Look at me, Hickey. Damn.
Whoa. You breaking some news here?
Wow. No, I'm not breaking news.
JR Sportproof's got the inside scoop. Call TMZ. Call People Magazine.
Nope. Bill Belichick.
Bill's getting married.
Bill Belichick is, what, 72, 73 years old. His girlfriend is all of 25 years old. And she showed up. Hickey, she looked nice yesterday. She looked nice.
She looked good.
Had that silver dress on with the legs slid out. She looked good wearing Bill Belichick's Super Bowl ring. And Bill Belichick, he looked like a square. Okay? He was wearing his NFL. What? What?
That's what? I haven't heard square before in a while.
Yeah. Like he had his NFL burgundy 100 jacket on. He had on slacks and shoes. He was dressed like a lot of people just all over. You know, I don't know America. He was just like an old guy. He was dressed like an old guy with a 25-year-old woman. And so last night we couldn't hear it because guess what? We were here on live radio doing a show. But during Snoop Dogg's monologue, God bless whoever wrote this for him, because you know Snoop, he ain't write this stuff. He just maybe changed a word or two. Let's just say Bill Belichick and his girlfriend were reminded of their age difference. Listen to this from NFL Honors.
Because I've been a football fan for a long, long time. I mean, I remember back when the Cowboys was good. I remember back when the Chiefs was bad. And I remember, what was it? Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet.
Yeah. Pan to Bill Belichick. Pan to his girlfriend. Bill Belichick smirked and laughed, showed some teeth. She looked over at Bill and kind of was smiling shocked so as to not come across as totally shocked. And, I mean, if you're going outside and you're flaunting it to people, then you know you're going to get these jokes. I mean, they weren't public months ago when they did Tom Brady's roast last year, and they still got jokes. So, welcome to the world. Oh. Ugh. I don't know. When I'm 72, do I want a 25? I guess maybe I would, right? In public, though? I don't know. It's Bill Belichick. Hickey, it's nothing but a tool to attract. It's a recruiting tool. Is she a recruiting tool? Am I allowed to say that?
I mean, she can be now.
Yeah. Well, Go ahead.
Yeah, no. I got nothing else to add. Yeah.
Jump into the deep end with me. Go ahead.
It can't hurt, I'll say that, for Bill as he's sitting in the living room of 16-year-olds and 17-year-olds and maybe 20-year-olds, too, that are in the transfer portal. Can't hurt.
Oh, my God. Listen, some of the possibilities, the age proximity a little bit different between the football players and his girlfriend. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Nathan is here from Buffalo. Nathan, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Nathan, who do you have winning the Super Bowl on Sunday? Who you got?
I don't know, JR. I don't know if I'm even going to be watching as a salty Buffalo fan.
So you're
I do tune in, I got to be rooting for the Eagles, man. I can't root for the team that took us out three in a row.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not expecting you to root for the Kansas City Chiefs, but that makes logical sense. What else you got, Nathan? Yeah.
I wanted to give you a joke.
Oh, boy. Here we go. Is it about the Eagles or something, or the Chiefs?
No, just a random joke.
Okay, go.
All right. So a guy walks into a zoo, and there's only one animal there. It's a dog. It's a shih tzu.
All right. Thank you for the awful, awful, terrible joke. Hickey, that guy... You want me to draw a couple conclusions, Hickey? You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Okay. That guy lives alone. All right? That guy doesn't have a girlfriend. He hasn't had a girlfriend in like 5 years. And, I'm just going to leave it there, Hickey, okay?
Hated that joke that much, huh?
Yeah, the joke sucked.
Wow, I liked it.
No, I think it was terrible.
The judge, so I look.
Yeah, I'd be. Hey, do we got the boo? Do we got a boo? Do we got a boo somewhere?
Ooh, you suck.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. The phone lines are still open. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. You got a Super Bowl prediction? Give it to me. You got a joke? Share it with me. Yeah, it's Friday. Why not have some fun in the process? And you know what? When we come back on the other side, besides your calls, I'm going to tell you something else that I heard last night that is absolutely hilarious to me. It emanated from the West Coast. It came from a Golden State Warrior. I'll tell you what it is.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Hickey thinks the Eagles are going to win the Super Bowl. I'm picking the Kansas City Chiefs to win the Super Bowl. Our last caller from Buffalo is, of course, like a lot of people, rooting against the Kansas City Chiefs. All normal. And then it is Friday. Taking your jokes, getting people all loosened up. People are getting off of work. Maybe you're having a beer or two. Please drink responsibly, please, especially on my people out on the road. Yeah, I need to do this, too, to be responsible. Let me be responsible. I need you to think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. You know, Snoop Dogg got us all set last night with a joke. NFL Honors talked about how Bill Belichick's 25-year-old girlfriend doesn't remember anything from the 90s. She doesn't remember the Cowboys dynasty. She doesn't remember anything. He's 25 years old. She wasn't born. Good for her. Damn, that's... Oh, my God. The more that I think about that. Oh. Hickey, she was born when the Patriots dynasty started, man.
I don't know why I was just doing the math in terms of like the year she was born in the last segment. It's very scary.
She was born in the year 2000.
He was... just shy of 50, right? Like late 40s doing the math. Like that's 48 years old when she's... Oh, man.
Tom Brady didn't even win a Super Bowl yet.
Tom Brady looked uglier than he does now.
Oh, money will do that, Iggy. Money will do that.
There's no way you can think about that and not be...
creeped out?
Yeah.
That she was born in the year 2000? Oh.
Feels young for me at 30. Uh-huh. Let alone 72.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, he's happy.
She's happy too, right?
That's true. God bless her.
Yeah. And Snoop Dogg made that joke. I'm going to pick up the phone lines and I'm going to tell you about another joke that I heard last night. And it wasn't intentionally funny. It wasn't meant to be funny, but it is a joke. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. James is here from Little Rock. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. James, what's on your mind? You got a Super Bowl winner?
Hello, JR. How you doing?
I'm amazing. What's up?
Oh, man, I got a bad Cowboys joke for you. I guess you may or may not be ready for this.
Well, before you give me the Cowboys joke, who do you believe is going to win the Super Bowl?
I'm glad you asked that. With me being a Cowboys team fan and the Eagles being from the same division, which is the rivals of all time, I'm kind of going for the Eagles. And I'll put it to you this way. Imagine watching a movie that you've seen and you know what the ending is.
Okay.
Now, once you've seen the ending to this movie, there's no use watching it unless you really want to. That's how I feel about the Chiefs. Now, we went through this with Tom Brady, the Deflategate, and all that good stuff. And it seems like all up and down the dial, nobody gives the Eagles a chance. They're so in love with Patrick Mahomes. He can do no wrong. And maybe, as what they say on the streets, maybe this team is Jackie. Based on how some of the
Hickey just picked the Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of people that I've heard that are picking the Philadelphia Eagles, James. It's not everybody with the Kansas
Even
City.
Even you, JR, maybe have a hidden desire to see the Chiefs repeat history. I don't know.
I'm gonna feel fine or disappointed either way. I want to see Jalen Hurts win a championship.
Yeah.
And I'd love to see history. So in that regard, I kind of shrug my shoulders. They both can't win.
Yeah.
Now, forget that. We could talk about this forever. It sounds like you would. What's your joke? I hope it's not as long.
Well, joke is, how many Cowboys does it take to win a game? Or to be relevant again?
I don't know. Not 22? I don't know.
Well, maybe 22 and 53. A new owner. Anybody with Jerry Jones, I think, can push this team forward.
All right, James. Is that the joke? Was that it?
That was it.
Okay.
Are
you eating dinner?
Not yet.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, James. What you going to eat for dinner?
Well, I guess I'll feed a bird for Sunday night, and I guess maybe I'll do a salad or something like tonight.
Yeah, do a salad. This is good for your health. Thank you, James. Enjoy the game, okay?
Yeah, Jay, I was good talking to you. I've been listening to you for a while, and I see they moved you up to the slot a little bit, so it kind of not the same at nights, but I know you got things to do. So
yeah,
it's nice to be appreciated.
Well, thank you, James. Yeah, I got things to do in the evening and the night. And anyway, thank you, James, for calling from Little Rock. Hickey, how many Cowboys was it to win a game? He didn't give an answer. He just said one owner. That's it.
He said all of them and a good owner.
Okay. Yeah, well.
Is it a joke if it's true?
That's not just a fact. Man, I sat in school. You sat in school. There's nothing funny about sitting in a classroom getting facts. It's not fun. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Now, I did tell you, there's another joke that I heard last night. Jimmy Butler was introduced. It looked like in a broom closet. Luka Doncic gets a whole giant press conference. Jimmy Butler gets a broom closet. He got his $121 million extension. The Golden State Warriors have a record of 25-26. Steph Curry is pushing 36, 37. Well, let me slow down a little bit. My bad, Steph Curry. Don't get angry at me. Steph Curry is going to be 37 next month. Jimmy Butler is 35. Draymond is about to be 35 as well. These are a bunch of old dudes. And they're going to try to squeeze everything out of them before Steph Curry says, I'm out. Now, last night, while being introduced, Jimmy Butler looked in the camera to the Warriors fans on social media and said this.
Yo, Dub Nation, Jimmy Butler here. Just touched down, do this physical. Super excited, ready to win, ready to work, ready to put on a show for y'all. Let's get it. Championship coming soon.
No, bro. Nope. I wouldn't go that far, man. I could have stopped. He could have stopped right there. Let's get it. Championship coming soon. How are the Golden State Warriors going to win a championship? They ain't got no big man. They ain't got no bench. They got a bunch of young dudes. Everybody's getting old. Jimmy Butler never plays. Draymond is probably going to get sick of him. Remind him that we won without you. Who do you think you are? Steph Curry's going to be scratching his hair. He's probably going to say, send me to Charlotte. This is just, this is two desperate people getting together. It's not going to work. It's not. Jimmy Butler had nowhere else to go to get paid. The Golden State Warriors were rejected by their first crush, Kevin Durant. Nothing worse than two desperate people getting together. Awful. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4. Oh, my goodness. Well, this is going to be interesting. Okay. Hey, listen, I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. You got a Super Bowl prediction? Hit me up. You got a joke for the Friday funny? Hit me up. And how about this? We're going to have a footballer. Well, I'll explain on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.